Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer with Jack Burnham of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a research analyst, helping me to understand our adversaries. That would be Russia, China, Tehran, and Pyongyang, but chiefly Beijing, the guys with the checkbook. Okay, over these last days, it's been ballyhooed in the London media that I listen to in the morning that China, at the direction of Xi Jinping, the general secretary, will end its purchase of NVIDIA chips, will end, in fact, all of its dependence on chips and technology outside of China. The order is given by the Chinese Communist Party that we're going to be a standalone. Everything we need, we're going to make. And we're depending upon our state champions, our state enterprises, and read Huawei, especially when it comes to NVIDIA competition. And the boast in the Financial Times by an informed person, they always say a person familiar with the item, that China will overtake, Huawei will overtake NVIDIA in 2 years. Okay, I like trash talk. It attracts me. So, Jack, I come to you because I remember reading earlier this year, I believe in the springtime, headlines such as $1 billion worth of NVIDIA's restricted chips smuggled into China, or NVIDIA AI chips worth $1 billion smuggled into China after Trump imposed U.S. exports control, or Chinese nationals arrested for smuggling NVIDIA's RTX 4090, 5090 units to China. And that was in the springtime. Now I hear that China's investigating firms in Singapore and Hong Kong for smuggling in NVIDIA chips. Not how big this market is, it's that everybody seems to know about it. Therefore, is NVIDIA responsible for these chips being smuggled in? Don't they inadvertently become a supplier of someone on an entity list?
I would certainly think so. I would start to say that NVIDIA has taken the concerns around smuggling seriously and vowed to investigate them. And I would also say that some of the smuggling is not so much on the part of NVIDIA, but rather NVIDIA chips being sold in locations particularly around Southeast Asia. I think here of Cambodia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and then those chips either being smuggled directly across the border or simply installed in a data center in that country, perfectly legally, and then being used via cloud computing by Chinese firms. So certainly I would say that the smuggling issue is certainly complex, and there are a variety of methods and routes being used by Chinese firms to gain access to NVIDIA chips. All that being said, though, yes, certainly American firms are a major supplier of advanced semiconductors to China. They have a role in the market, particularly the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese military, has actually been using its common procurement process to purchase these types of chips on the market. So that market certainly exists. And I think when you look at the way that the CCP has reacted to it, there's a bit of a mix. In part, there's a strong, long-running desire to become fully self-sufficient. And there's certainly been some posturing towards that direction in more recent weeks. At the same time, though, I think there's also a recognition among some elements of the CCP that for the current period, that Chinese firms are not quite good enough yet. They don't produce enough of the components necessary. And that has held back and shaped some of China's overall AI sector.
Jack, you have a recommendation that the U.S. strengthen its export controls. What does that look like when you're dealing with smugglers? For example, you know how many Motherwell chips or whatever the high-end NVIDIA is this month have gone into Singapore, and you know there are way too many for Singapore's commercial needs. Is that the kind of thing you would launch an investigation across sovereign territories all the way into China? It sounds like an impossible task.
So I think it's certainly the case that the United States, and particularly the Bureau of Industry and Security, who is responsible for conducting the investigations, has certainly taken an interest in it and is focused on enforcing current export controls. I think now the challenge is both one of enforcement, and I think that ultimately comes down to capability and capacity, how many investigators, how many resources will it require? And that is something that I think the United States government can look at and discuss. There have been discussions in Congress around commerce, how much BIS should be funded, what that funding level looks like. Obviously, with the shutdown, those discussions are on pause, but that has been an ongoing point of debate across the past several months. And at the same time, it's also a necessity of what not only looking at the end product, the chips themselves, but what are the other types of export controls that the United States can leverage, whether those be types of introductory, you know, upstream types of materials or components. What does that look like around governing the export of software systems that are required to produce these chips? So design, coding languages, things of that nature. So I certainly think there's a broader discussion to be had around looking at the AI technology systemically as not only as a result of semiconductors, but also what are the other types of capabilities required to establish a strong AI sector, and where are those choke points that the United States can identify and close off.
Jack Burnham, research analyst in the China program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.